Welcome to Scripture Adventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. Today we're looking at Martha, not as a cautionary tale, but as a woman who shows us how to approach Jesus as we are, flustered, burdened, bold, and beloved. Her story gives us permission to come to Jesus authentically, not perfectly. Ever had one of those days where you're hosting, cleaning, managing chaos, and someone that should be helping is just sitting there? That's basically Martha's life in Luke 10. But before we side-eye her, let's take another look. You see, Martha doesn't polish her conversations. She doesn't hide her disappointment. She speaks directly to Jesus, and he never shames her for it. Let's look at some of her honest encounters. In Luke 10:38-42, Martha welcomes Jesus into her home. She welcomed him in. She's the one hosting. After all, Luke does tell us it is her home, and with owning a home comes responsibilities, right? But when the responsibility gets heavy, she speaks up. We see in verse 40, "Lord, do you not care?" Sisters, she's real. She's a little overwhelmed, and she goes straight to Jesus with it. I talk in my Bible study, Bethany New Grounds for Believing, about what welcomed actually meant in Martha's time. I encourage you, if you haven't ordered it, to pick up a copy today on my Amazon link after this episode. John 11:20-27. Martha meets Jesus on the road after her brother's death, not with bitterness, but with bold faith. She says to him, "Lord, if you had been here." And then later, when she's talking with him, she says, "I believe that you are the Messiah." And even further down, with protest, she addresses, "He has been dead for days. The smell will be terrible." Friend, Martha does not polish what she says with Jesus. She approaches him with every thought and every concern. And then in John 12:2, Martha is still serving. But now it's different. After grief, after redirection, and after revelation, she serves again, not from anxiety this time, but from a place of peace. Martha never hides her emotions from Jesus. Every time she speaks, it's real, and every time, Jesus meets her there. He redirects her with kindness in Luke 10. He reveals truth to her in John 11. And he receives her service in John 12. So, how did Martha approach Jesus, and how can we too? She welcomed him. We need to be willing to make space in our real messy lives. She voiced her frustration. You don't have to clean up your emotions to pray and talk to Jesus. She made declarations of faith. Even in grief and confusion, she clung to truth. She kept showing up. Her final recorded interaction in Scripture is quiet, faithful service. There's a quote that says, "God is not intimidated by your honesty. He invites it." And then also Jenny Allen says, "God never asked us to be perfect. He asked us to be present." So let's think about, how do we apply this to our own personal lives? What would it look like for you to come to Jesus honestly, like Martha? Have you ever thought to approach him with a protest, or to approach him with your anxiety and frustration and the feelings of being overwhelmed like Martha did? Where have you been carrying responsibility silently instead of bringing it to him? And are you possibly serving from anxiety instead of worship? Maybe you relate more to Martha than you ever thought. Maybe you felt unseen in your serving, unheard in your stress, or too frustrated to be faithful. Sister, take heart. Jesus doesn't rank us by our performance. He meets us in our questions, our hospitality, our anxiety, our grief, and our growth, just like he did with Martha. If you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend that you think might need to hear it as well. And the next time you're frustrated mid-to-do list, try whispering a Martha prayer. Lord, do you not care? She was bold and honest. Do you see me? Do you not care? You might be surprised by how he answers. I'll see you next time.